The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Martin Scorsese, the latest to apparently lament the behaviour of audiences at the cinema, from people babbling on phones to rustling in their boxes of popcorn. He says he no longer wants to go, according to Peter Travers, who he was in conversation with, the US film critic. Is he right? Has audience behaviour gone off a cliff? Chris Vosser is with me, the arts journalist and Sunday Independent film critic. Chris, has it?
I think so, but it's been going a bit mad for a long time. A lot of people point the finger at COVID, but I think also the advent of streaming has an awful lot to do with how people currently behave in cinemas. Now, I think we should take Martin Scorsese's comments, or his comments according to Peter Travers, with a pinch of salt. Peter Travers being a respected film critic, worked with Rolling Stone for years, a good friend of Scorsese, said he did this interview for his blog, but didn't actually provide actual quotes, just said that Scorsese was saying, oh, you know, I never go to the cinema anymore, there's too many people getting up, moving around and chatting. But let's not think for a second that Scorsese was even going to the cinema like you and I go to the cinema. You know, he's not getting Tuesday night deals at Cineworld here. You know, Scorsese can't just walk into his local multiplex without being noticed. But if he did say those things, he has a point, because I even notice, you know, a lot of the times that I go to the cinema will be at morning press shows. So you're not going to get a lot of chatter there.
No.
And if there is, they'll be kicked out very quickly. But if you even go to premiere screenings or previews or multimedia screenings, or if I go, you know, myself at the weekend, the things that I might have missed, there is chatter. There are people on their phones. We saw a circus happened everywhere when Minecraft the movie was released, because people were showing up and treating it as if it was like a pantomime.
I was just telling you during the hour, that's the last movie I went in the cinema, and we were dreading it because we thought this was going to happen. It didn't happen at our showing of it, much to my kids' disappointment.
You would be disappointed though.
The kids were really disappointed it didn't happen. But this was encouraged, and Wicked as well, weren't they encouraging people to take photos in the cinema?
Yeah. So the Minecraft circus was encouraged, but with Wicked, it was something very different. So Wicked was released around the same time as maybe the last Moana film as well. So with Wicked, you had Cynthia Erivo coming out and saying, I encourage viewers to clap along, to sing along. I don't think they were actually encouraging people to take screenshots of the film on the screen or actually record this, but that's what people were doing. And then you had Dwayne Johnson with Moana saying, yes, you know, you paid your hard-earned cash to go see a film, you should definitely sing along and get up and dance. You definitely shouldn't.
No.
You know, that is not being respectful of the people beside you, the people behind you, the people who work at the cinema. When you go to a film, you're supposed to sit there. I'm not saying that, you know, you're supposed to keep absolutely still and just, you know, keep your mouth shut from the moment you walk in the door, but have a little bit of respect. But I think it's this thing. Yeah, again, it's very easy to point at COVID, but a lot of us sat at home, watched films in our own way, in our own time, for what felt like forever, and got used to pausing, snacking whenever we wanted, coming and going as we pleased, making as much noise as possible. And I think, unfortunately, there's maybe a bit of a hangover. I find that the cinema is a little bit of a chattier place over the last year or two.
Jenny O'Connor is with us as well, from the School of Humanities in SETU. She's a PhD in film studies as well. Jenny, do you think kind of behaviour has begun to dip over the last 2 years, be it a COVID phenomenon or otherwise?
That, and it was making me laugh because I remember going to the cinema in Westport, which is where I'm from, and in the 1980s, I think it was, we had a pretty downgrade cinema back then. And I remember if you were upstairs in the cinema, you know, your job was pretty much to throw the popcorn downstairs at the people underneath. So I don't think this is necessarily new, but I do think there's a difference between a kind of a purist experience that you might have at the cinema versus a kind of event cinema. Like, I remember when, do you remember Sex and the City came out, the first movie, and everybody was encouraged to kind of dress up and go along in gangs, you know, gangs of women going along to this thing. And there's been several attempts at that since. I mean, you know, Barbieheimer even, you know, that where you'd be encouraged to kind of almost take part in it. So I'm part of a film club down here called Waterford Film for All, and we put movies on in Garter Lane Arts Cinema. And that's a very different experience. Now, for starters, there's nothing for sale. Like, there's no shop. And so, you know, if people are squirreling things in, then that's their own business. But there's an expectation that people would be quiet. Now, sometimes there's kind of, you might have certain people in the crowd and you can hear them saying, Bernie, what happened in that bit? You know, and so there is a little bit of that going on, but it's very different from, you know, I was in the cinema in a multiplex, shall we say, down here in Waterford in a single week. And I had two very particular experiences. One was where I went to see Wish, which was a Disney movie. It was absolutely packed and I had my kids with me. I've got four kids. And so I had them all with me and we ended up sitting beside three teenagers who were drinking like hard liquor. I could smell it. And I was kind of shocked and I didn't know what to do. And it was, the whole place was packed. We had nowhere else to move in the cinema. And then they started getting louder and louder as the cinema wore on. And in that same week, I brought an older one of my kids to see Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which is the Hunger Games prequel. Mm. And a mother had two young kids in that movie. Now, I don't know if you've seen that, but it shouldn't, it's not suitable for two young kids. And they ran around the cinema the entire time. She kind of ran after them in some kind of weird Carry On parody. So, you know, it depends where what you go to see and it depends the crowd that you go to see it with, I think.
But, you know, you've got things like, say, the Rocky Horror Picture Show for years was always this interactive element to it. And there've been other movies, but three of the movies Chris mentioned, that, you know, Minecraft, Moana and Wicked as well. I mean, that's all in the last 12 months we've had those movies. And I wonder, Jenny, whether you get a sense that, I mean, that because the entertainment landscape is a more competitive place now, and maybe there's a feeling that it's harder to get people out into the cinemas, that they're leaning more into this side of things.
Yeah, maybe. And there's a kind of a permissiveness as well in the cinemas themselves, I think. I mean, I remember back in the days with the throwing of the popcorn, you had to be really careful not to get caught, because if you got caught, you'd get thrown out. I don't think that's the same now. I think, you know, for obvious reasons, we have young people who are working in cinemas and they're not ushers as such. Do you remember, like, the usher used to come in and used to shine
with the
their
torch.
Light? And, Yeah. And there was that, you know, the shame of being kicked out by an usher would be just terrible. But they did have the power to kick you out. I don't think anyone has the power to do anything now. And often you will have like a 15-year-old or 16-year-old, they're not going to confront anybody. And I know they're not encouraged to confront anybody for obvious reasons, you know. Yeah. So there's that balance of it being encouraged by the industry a little bit, maybe, and also the cinemas just not having control over who even gets in. It seems like they're letting anybody into any movie.
Chris, those movies, the encouraging of people to kind of interact as well, could you see it as part of a broader trend of leaning into gimmicks? And maybe the Barbenheimer thing was a little bit of that as well.
You know what I mean?
That was leaning into a gimmick, kind of, both of you kind of go to this at the same time. That new Avengers thing, what did they call them initially, or whatever, that movie where there was an asterisk and then they ripped it off. It was all very stupid.
Yeah.
You know, all of that, that there's maybe, there's a feeling from some, you know, within the industry, in some of the studios, maybe that they've got to have something that makes them stand out rather than just the quality of the movie.
Yeah, because, you know, we're reading reports all the time that, you know, cinema attendance figures are down. There's no real evidence to show that cinema is dying or people are moving away from the cinema in droves. I mean, at the minute, Lilo and Stitch in 2 to 3 weeks has made $750 million at the worldwide box office. And also 3.2 million of that is from Ireland. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning has made $500 million. You know, hundreds of thousands of euros towards that box office revenue is coming from Ireland. So people are still showing up to the cinema, but you are seeing more gimmicks. You're right. Thunderbolts, you know, with the little asterisks at the end being, you know, unveiled as the new Avengers the week after, to maybe get people to watch it again in a different way or to draw more people in because the first week's box office figures weren't great. You are going to see more gimmicks like that. I don't mind event cinema. I don't mind Rocky Horror. I don't mind Agatha Christie Solve Along, Murder, She Wrote Solve Along. Go see, you know, Stop Making Sense and Dance in the Oz. Go see The Room and throw spoons at the screen. There's a place for that kind of fun at the cinema. But when it comes to, you know, going to the cinema to see a new film, I kind of go by the George Byrne rule book. George Byrne, being the late great Irish film critic, was a regular in here. He wrote on a piece of paper three rules for going to see a film, and he left it in a drawer in News Talk that was found by Tom Dunn after he passed, sadly. And those three rules were: be quiet, turn off your phone, eat your dinner before you come out. That's as simple as that.
Genius from George Byrne. Would it be any other anything else? Chris, listen, thanks a million. And Jenny, you too. Chris Wasser is the arts journalist and Sunday Independent film critic. Dr. Jenny O'Connor from the School of Humanities in SETU.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.